with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Rolled up in a lovely breakfast roll. How are you doing, Una?
How are you doing? Tip top. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You sexy lady.
You lunatic. It's Thursday.
Oh my goodness.
We have to come back in tomorrow.
Oh. What happened there? Why did I think it was Friday?
I know. You're that type of weekend warrior. You're living for the weekend all the time. You come in on a Monday thinking it's Friday.
No, I certainly do not. I certainly do not. Okay, well, let's give some Friday energy into the Thursday podcast then. How about that?
Happy weekend.
Whee!
You never know, somebody could be listening to this on a Friday.
Well, also the fact that it's a long weekend as well. I think we're allowed to be buzzed.
I completely forgot about
that. Do you know
what?
We so deserve this. Like, thank you so much, Bridget, Bridie, Breed, all of the Bridies. Like, so much love to you and your magic cloak for bringing us this day.
That's beautiful.
You're welcome. Divine feminine energy.
And that came from your heart, from your head.
Yeah.
Not an AI head.
No.
We got to talk about that this morning.
Una, you know ChatGPT, yeah?
Do I?
Do I ever? It is, okay, so it's artificial intelligence. It can be really handy for different things, for maybe come up with ideas or suggestive things, or maybe you're doing a bit of research. It could be faster than like maybe a search engine like Google, and it can give you links and stuff like that. It's really, really good.
And it's really nice to you as well. It says stuff like, I'm here for you. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Have you ever actually used the version where on your phone where you actually talk to us and you actually have a full conversation?
No, but don't get me started.
Oh my God. It's actually gas. If you ever just like need somebody to talk to, seriously.
Well, I chat to it all the time. Yeah. But like it's just, I write into it, you know.
And it's a really positive kind of like,
I'm
vibe.
Here for you in a little heart. And you know, you're not going through this alone. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you so much.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's a football coach from Spain, Robert Moreno, who's been in hot water by the overuse of ChatGPT and AI. Well, maybe, yeah, it was ChatGPT. He was using decisions for players at a Russian club, and they were like, hang on a second, what are you doing here? So he was using ChatGPT for, like, using it to...
to win games.
Make
decisions.
Yeah, make decisions. So it didn't really work out for him.
Do you know what? He took a gamble, though. And you know what? That takes Lee Roddy.
It does take Lee Roddy.
And you would think that AI would have gotten it right.
You think?
Yeah, you think.
I can't get it right all the time.
This is true.
Speaking of Lee Roddy, the Powerball lottery in the United States, all right? A woman from Michigan, she won big. And it was all thanks to numbers picked by ChatGPT. She asked ChatGPT to pick her numbers. And she won a €100,000.
Oh my God. Reaches for phone immediately.
Okay, so because I was looking at this yesterday, and with the midweek lottery yesterday, I've done the lottery. I asked ChatGPT to pick me numbers, and I said to her, said, going by history, what are the most likely numbers to come up, in what form and stuff, so it gave me a whole lot of different lines, so I did a lot more lines than I would normally do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be open and honest with you here, I spent more than I normally would do on the lottery. I'd usually maybe do a line every now and then, and I might splash out on a bonus, right?
Did you reap the rewards?
Do you want to know how much I spent?
Yeah.
€30.
Stop.
Okay.
€30?
Because it gave me 10 lines and I went for the plus. I said, listen, if I win this, I don't have to go into work tomorrow.
But you're here, so that tells us something.
Well, here's the thing, right? I'm just going to stand up here, show you my phone and my email. So can you see that? It says...
No.
Okay, I'll open it up here, okay?
Check your account to see what you've won.
So I haven't checked my account yet.
Stop.
So I'm going to do it now.
I don't believe you.
National Lottery, here we go.
Because...
Lotto bought 28th of the 1st, 2026. Top one, it says you've won, okay?
Yeah.
I'm actually breaking it here now. You know, would you like to read out how much I have won after spending €30 on the lottery?
Sure.
Up the top there.
Up at the top. Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Congratulations. You won €3.
How much?
Three. Yeah, so is that like, what percentage of that is 30?
Minus 10.
Yeah. So,
God damn it, ChatGPT. Go back and just do cash machine to game a chance. Let
me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
So €3 in the lottery. Delighted.
Do you know what happened to me once, right?
Go on.
I did the lottery. And I must have done it. No. I did the lottery and I checked it on the app on my phone and it said, Ring Lottery headquarters.
Oh.
Now, I didn't bother checking the numbers or anything because I just thought, oh my God, you're Ring Lottery. So I rang and they were like, yeah, you won €9.
Amazing.
And I gave out to them. I was like, holy Mary, like, why are you sending out messages like this to me to and get me all happy thinking I've won the lottery for €9? And she was like, oh, it must have been some error. That's why now I double check. That's why I keep all my lottery tickets, because I don't trust apps.
Yeah.
So I keep them and I've got a load of them ready to go. Okay. So I need to make time to look at those to see if I've won anything really.
You don't usually, you get me to check it for
you.
Sorry, I'll do that for you after the show. Let's get into our survey, says
Donald. What are we asking everybody to send a WhatsApp in on 087 110 2107? Love to hear what you think the answer is to this.
A study has found 73% of Irish people say they struggle understanding this. What is this? 73% of Irish people.
So there's one thing I struggle to understand. I remember we talked about this before and I just didn't get it, and it's the terminology and also the reasoning. Love language. What is it? I don't understand it. When somebody's, what's your love language? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what you mean. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. It's like, what's your love language? I'm like, huh?
I don't think anyone would be asking you, though, what your love language is. I don't think you need to worry about it.
See, as much as you find that funny, I don't understand what you're saying to
like,
me.
Like, is your love language PDAs, public displays of affection?
Or is it touch? Is it words of affirmation?
Is it looking in each other's eyes?
Oh, between myself and my wife?
Yeah, like...
You don't have to answer the question.
Such a weird thing. Yeah. What's your love language?
I don't know.
Okay, no.
It's not the answer.
Okay. All right. So 73% of Irish people said that they struggle understanding this.
Yeah.
Una, what do you reckon?
Is this televisions, smart televisions? And I'll tell you why. I was there for at least 20 to 30 minutes last night. Mm. My smart television started talking to me. The twins had done something to the TV. So it was just talking, everything. It's your volume is now up at 25. You have turned to Netflix. You are watching this and it is about, this is the synopsis of the show. And it kept on talking at me. Even when the characters were talking, then it would talk afterwards. I'm like, shut up. I did not turn you on. Who enabled you?
Was it like polite, like ChatGPT talking to you?
No, she wasn't as personal as ChatGPT. She was just shouting.
ChatGPT is lovely and personal.
Yeah.
Siri is sassy. And your television is condescending.
Yeah. Just now your volume is at 22. Oh, now it's at 24.
Is that the help thing for someone who's blind?
I don't know how. Anyway, I was like, eventually it clicked. Why don't I just Google how to repair this? Oh, yeah. And then I did it and I managed it eventually.
There you go.
Yeah, I know.
Very good. So is it understanding smart TVs?
It's not surprisingly understanding.
Sorry,
smart
I just wanted
TVs.
To rant.
The worst
that.
Thing you could have ever put in your house was something smarter than you. Okay, 087-110-2107. The question is,
73% of Irish people say they struggle understanding this. What is it?
What's that voice notes coming in by the bucket full on 087-110-2107 for the trying to guess the answer to this question?
Study has found 73% of Irish people say they struggle understanding this. What is it they struggle to understand?
Is it that 73% of the people don't understand the new speed limits on the road?
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
It's a very good guess. No,
I thought when you're on a road that used to be 80 and it's now 60 and then you've a tail of traffic behind you. You just feel like an idiot, but you have to just do it.
You get so angry.
So angry, yeah. Isn't it? Everybody needs to calm down. Yeah.
Is it struggling to turn your clock when the times go forward or back? Because I had to buy a car that did it for me. Sharon and Olin in Mayo.
I had to buy a car. Yeah, I suppose if you're able to hook up your phone to your car, if it's got Bluetooth or Apple CarPlay or Google Play or anything like that, it'll sync the time from your phone and it'll just change it automatically. But some cars have the daylight savings built into them, which is nice.
Yeah, my car actually has the wrong time in it.
Is that why you're late?
I wasn't late. Cheek.
Nobody surprised. And your car has all those gadgets to it.
I can't work them.
We know.
Yeah.
you spent the evening yesterday talking to your television, telling it to shut up.
Morning, guys. Just wondering, is it 73% of Irish people do not understand a tracker mortgage?
A tracker mortgage!
What's a tracker mortgage?
Yeah. So you based it... No, I'm not getting into it.
Morning, all. Is it 73%...
I said it's very windy. Let's clean that up.
Morning, all.
Hello.
Is it 73% don't understand how the other people they work with actually got the job. No, seriously, it has to be taxes.
Taxes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a popular guess, the old taxes one.
It is. Not the answer, though, I'm afraid.
Not the answer.
No. Morning, guys. Is it taxes? Because I know I can't understand why I pay so much of it.
Yeah, no, yeah. None of us can. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, where's it all going? Yeah. Where's it all going? Yeah. what was the question again, Donald?
73% of Irish people say they struggle understanding this. What is it?
Was it a male voice, Una? Because it sounded like the TV was mansplaining to you.
Sorry, that was Una talking about her television.
The television was talking to me last night. It was really annoying.
And was it mansplaining? This volume is now at 22.
I can't say it was mansplaining because it was a lady.
Oh.
It was a female voice, yeah.
Was she sassy?
Not really, no.
Makes a difference in your house. Okay, I think we need the answer to this.
Yeah, the answer. 73% of Irish people say they just don't understand what 6-7 is.
Nobody understands. And people have tried to explain what 6-7 is. Schools are banning it. Like maths teachers across the country have... the fear is in them as soon as they're like, okay, what's the next number in this? All right, six. All right, turn to page 6. Oh, no, let's go to 7. And then the whole class starts waving their arms up and down. 6-7. But they've done studies. It's like, yeah, there was the meme from the music video and stuff, and there's the height of the basketball player and this, that, and the other. But nobody understands it. I think what the main thing out of it is that kids...
It's super annoying.
Yeah, kids love that it's annoying.
Yeah.
But the only way to battle against it is for adults to do it, to battle against, because the kids will think it's not cool anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, to go 6-7.
Yeah. Double down on it.
Yeah,
double down on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, roll call, how many of you in here? Oh, I thought there might be only 6 or 7 of you. And then just stand there waving your arms like an absolute fool. And the class will hate it. They'll stop doing it.
That's actually really good advice. Really good.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah.
There you go. You're very welcome. There are classes available now. There are Zoom virtual classes if you want to learn of how to teach a class and not do 6-7. It's Fiverr an hour.
Fiverr an hour. Are you
on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Rhyme It this morning. Somebody coming on to try and win the contents of your drawers. We've got tickets up for grabs for tomorrow's Rhyme It. Neo and Akon.
I've got loads of other goodies in my drawer as well.
Have you? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've seen you pilfering some of those purple snacks.
Shh, shh.
Let's see how Danielle get on.
Playing Rhyme It this morning, Danielle from Carrick and Shannon. Good morning, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Morning.
I was saying literally just a couple of minutes ago, coming on to play as a mum of a newborn who's looking forward to going on holiday. And people are sending in messages, Danielle.
A mother to a newborn. Jeez, the child must be a right pain in the arse when she has to go on holidays already.
Oh, my God.
Philip.
Philip, that is terrible.
It's not the newborn, it's the other two.
Oh, yeah, 12 and 6-year-olds. My goodness.
Yeah, and probably the big fella there as well who's worse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly who's worse, yeah.
And come here, where are you heading off to?
I'm going to Bucharest. We're going to the Therm Spa in Bucharest.
Oh, fabulous. I was there before, you know.
In Bucharest?
Oh.
Yeah. I actually did a beautiful cycling tour there. It's a very cultural experience.
Una, I saw pictures of that. There's 10 of you cycling a bar across this whole city. So, it's a beautiful experience, all right.
Shut up, Cooper.
I might give that one a go, too.
That's very exciting, though. Well deserved, and I hope you have a lovely time. You going away with all the girls?
Yeah, there's 4 of us going.
Woo-hoo. Oh, fabulous, Danielle. Yeah. Enjoy it and sleep.
Oh, I will.
Put your phone away. Don't spend your time on your phone checking in.
Be loads of texts from home from him and the kids.
Yeah, and you'd be like, yeah, whatever. See you later.
Yeah.
How do you sterilise a bottle again? Is it just hold it over the fire? I don't know. Okay. All right, Danielle, you have a score of 8 to beat with Rhyme It. Do you know how to play?
Yeah.
All right, for anybody who's only hearing it for the first time, we're going to give you a word and a whole load of questions. Every answer rhymes with the word we give you. Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, the word you have to rhyme with today is...
Neil, K-N-E-E-L, Neil. Okay?
Okay.
All right, your 30 seconds start now.
This broke off one of my stilettos the other day. What was it?
Neil.
We should all eat 3 of these a day.
Neil.
A slimy snake-like creature living underwater. If you like to dance an Irish jig, you may also dance an Irish what?
Real.
the meat from a calf characterized by its tenderest pale color. Yeah. This color is dark, deep blue, bluey green. What is it called?
Teal.
When you wrongfully take property that doesn't belong to you, you what?
Teal.
These animals clap their flippers both in the wild and captivity.
Teal.
A hard, strong, grey or bluish alloy of iron.
Pass.
Time is up, time is up, time is up.
Ooh.
It's close. You got 8.
Oh.
You are tied now in joint place with Lynn, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who got 8 as well the other day. So this is intense. So if nobody beats 8...
we're going to have to spin the wheel.
We've got the wheel.
Yeah.
It's called the wonky wheel. It's the wonky wheel because the wonky wheel, it doesn't work properly, but we'll give it a spin anyway. So listen, best of luck to you, Danielle. You did absolutely amazing there. You just ran out of time. You just kind of like, steal! It would have been pretty cool. But there you go. Thank you so much for coming on. And we'll chat to you if we don't get a higher score than you on Friday as we do the draw. And enjoy the rest of the week, all right?
Brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers, Danielle.
Bye, Danielle. Bye.
If you reckon you could have rattled through them a lot quicker and got a higher score of 8, I think that, what was the highest score that we've ever gotten? I think it was 9, wasn't
nine,
it?
Nine.
Yeah. It's hard to get in those 30 seconds. Yep. But if you can be like Danielle, just answering before Una finishes. 087-1102-107. Very best of luck to you. If you want to play Rhyme It, WhatsApp now, okay?
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I think we'll just get straight into this because it's self-explanatory and it was so much fun today and it was a big one. We listen.
And we don't judge. Or do we?
We listen.
And we don't judge.
Okay, we're looking for your input on this as well. What do you think? 087-1102-107. This one is mad.
Yeah, this one is spicy and I have a feeling that we is all going to be judging. Okay, right, here we go. Hey guys, long story short, I'm home from Oz and I lost my phone. I borrowed my sister's phone on a night out recently. I ended up bumping into her ex from school. Look, I won't sugarcoat it. I got with him.
Yeah.
And managed to butt dial the guy my sister is currently seeing. He heard everything.
On the sister's phone?
Yeah. I know this because he messaged her phone saying it was over, not to contact him again, and that he was going to block her. Oh, God. She is freaking out that she hasn't heard from him, and I can't bring myself to tell her. She will be so mad. What am I going to do? Please, 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 please help. I feel awful. Wow.
We listen and we don't.
Come on now.
This is a safe zone, isn't it?
It's a safe, yeah, okay, safe space. Safe
this
space.
Girl needs to forget about getting her visa to Australia and just go to Canada instead
of
somewhere further away, Timbuktu, I don't know.
Girl, that's some bad luck you do be having.
So she hooked up with an old ex.
First she lost her phone.
Yeah,
right?
lost her phone.
Yeah. Then she borrowed her sister's phone, went out with her sister's phone.
Yeah.
Bumped into her sister's ex from school.
Oh.
Right. Got with him. Butt dialed her sister's current fella. So the current fella heard all of the, you know, the noises or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like this is something from a Dr. Phil episode or, you know, Judge Judy. I don't know. Maybe
you wouldn't get this on Love Island All Stars.
No.
This is so dramatic. All right.
Maybe a Hail Mary.
I think this person needs a full novena. Okay.
Yeah.
087-1102-107. What do you reckon? Well, it's not good. Like, what do they do? Do they tell the sister because she hasn't told the sister?
Well, I think that's going to have to happen at some stage. But, like, Or do you just ignore it? Ignore it and let it all go away. Pretend it never happened. Put the ostrich syndrome.
Oh yeah,
so head in the sand.
If you ignore it, it'll go away.
Yeah,
like when you get a bill in the post. Yeah, like if you
don't look at it. Don't look. It's not there.
Okay. 087-1102-107. We listen.
And we don't judge. Try not to anyway.
This is a tough one not to judge on.
Spicy. Okay. Hey guys, long story short, I'm home from Oz. I lost my phone. I borrowed my sister's phone on a night out recently. I ended up bumping into her ex from school. Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I got with him.
Boring.
I butt dialed the guy my sister is currently seeing. He heard everything. I know this because he messaged her phone saying it was over, not to contact him again, and that he was going to block her. My sister is freaking out that she hasn't heard from this guy and I can't bring myself to tell her. She will be so mad. What am I going to do? Please, 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 please help.
Okay, lots of messages coming in on 087 110 207. What would you do? What do you think that this person should do?
When Dingo, wait for we listen and we don't judge.
Yes.
God's sake, get over yourself, woman. Tell your sister what happened. I mean, it's her ex, so what? Are you more upset about being with her ex or that she has now lost her current boyfriend? Like, do you even like your sister? Like,
harsh. Do you even like your sister? Wendy. Oh, God.
I think everybody has to put themselves in the situation of, like, if just say one of your friends got with your ex, it's a different situation. It's kind of like, hang on a second, did you always like them?
That's my territory.
Yeah.
Back off.
Yeah.
Might have been 10 years ago, but that's still my property.
Don't be getting all up in my business.
My business. Joking.
For once, one of the people putting in here hasn't actually done anything wrong, so to speak.
Yeah.
The poor woman. She just wanted to get a jump, and it happened to be, I think the fact that it was her sister's ex from school is irrelevant.
Okay.
All she has to do is track down.
Track him down.
Not current fella.
Yeah.
And just explain, listen, I had borrowed my sister's phone. It wasn't her you heard on the phone pretending that she was playing tennis.
Yeah. Playing tennis, that'll do the job.
For work.
I don't know if that's going to work. All right.
That's brilliant. I love that advice.
Told me to send you that audio just in case you need it.
No.
I'm playing tennis. We listen and we don't judge. We've been trying to come up with solutions of, like, I'm with this story. So quickly, what happened?
Quickly, girl is home from Australia. She lost her phone. She borrowed her sister's phone on a night out and ended up bumping into her sister's ex. She got with her sister's ex, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then she butt dialed her sister's current fella, and the current fella heard the tennis match, yeah, and the noises, and he heard everything, and he messaged her phone saying it was over, not to contact him again, and that he was going to block her because he thought it was the sister. Do you get me?
Yeah. So she's fearful that she's going to fall out with her sister over this.
This girl home from Oz, she doesn't know what to do. Yeah, she wants our advice.
Okay, 087 110 207. Love to get your voice notes on it.
That girl should absolutely first thing. She should have done it was when she received the message from her sister's boyfriend on while she had her phone. She should have rang him straight away and said, no, hi, it's me, it's not whatever the sister's name is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If she kind of got nervous and didn't want to do that, she should absolutely be talking to her sister. That is, there's no question. And yes, I am a little bit judgy here, but 100% you go to your sister straight away and tell her what happened. Straight away. Right now. Get up now and go and get her and talk to her.
God, that's really good.
Rip it off like a plaster. Yeah. Go in and do it. Yeah.
Do it. Not being judgy, but.
Yeah, you've never been judgy.
I'm judging. She has to tell the sister. Then the sister and her can explain it to the sister's boyfriend. And life is back to normal. These things happen. Shouldn't mean to do it. Move on with your life. Get over it. That's it.
Maybe the being with her sister's ex is kind of murking the waters. Maybe she should just lie about being with the ex and just say it was a different guy. Maybe that would be an easier thing to do. Hmm?
Yeah, sure. While you're in the depths of it, keep lying. So we listen and we don't judge. So we got a message in from a girl who's absolutely bricking it because she borrowed her sister's phone. She was home from Australia, and then, cut a long story short, she got with her sister's ex-boyfriend from years ago, got a little bit hot and heated under the sheets, but also in the same time, while having her sister's phone that she borrowed, butt dialed her current sister's boyfriend, and
her sister's current boyfriend. Yeah.
And he heard all the action, sent a message, and
saying we're done, I'm blocking you, I can't believe you did this.
She deleted the message, and the sister knows nothing of it yet.
No. So the other sister needs our help. Hey, whatever happened to sisters before misters, huh?
Oh my God. All right. Thank you so much for all the messages on this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's only one thing here. She needs to come clean to both her sister and her sister's boyfriend. She is in the wrong. Oh, Mairead here from Kildare.
Mairead. She's in the wrong.
Yeah.
From all angles.
But we know that. Okay. Like, that's obvious.
From all angles, whatever angles you get up to look.
How much of that conversation did your man actually listen to? Like, did he not just go off and pocket dial, hang up, or just get out the popcorn?
Oh, new levels.
Some people pay for that kind of thing.
No.
So I hear.
We get this straight. Her sister came home from Australia, mm-hmm. borrowed her sister's phone, mm-hmm. then borrowed her sister's ex-husband, and then butt-dialed the sister's current boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone's telling porcupines. The old, it was my sister that did it. I can't be the only one that's thinking. Oh. Yeah, and I think the boyfriend's thinking the same. Yeah, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I'm judging. I'm listening. And I'm judging.
Oh, so does she think that it's actually the sister
who's making it all up in the hope that the guy that heard it is listening and will take her back? Oh!
Oops. All right, let's just get one more message on this.
No. I've been here before. So what you do in this situation is, it worked for me the last two times.
Second what?
So what you do is, you text the current boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then you meet up with him and then you kiss him. Then you report back to your sister and then you say, I have kissed both your boyfriend and your ex-boyfriend. That means that they weren't the man. They weren't the man for you, because... You know, if they were going to kiss you, they shouldn't be with them. That's probably the best course of action in that situation.
That's sound advice.
Yeah. Right. She really did you a favour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
That was so much fun. Ooh. Thank you so much. Come here. If you want us to listen and not judge, you can send us a message as well on 087-110-2107. As you heard, no names were mentioned and you're kept anonymous and everything like that. And
it's a safe space.
It is. Most of the time.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go,
go. Facts, they're amazing. That's why we play a game, and the name of the game is
Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash. Okay, Donald, you've got your facts ready in front of you. You're going to delve it into our earlobes, and we've got to figure out if it is truth or trash, if you made it up or is it an actual fact.
It's just looking at AI kind of replacing jobs, and everyone getting worried about it. There's different jobs that have been replaced. Oh. You used to be able to get the job as a human TV remote before you had a remote in your hand. And, you know, you have issues with TV remotes soon. And, you know.
Can you say that again? I'm confused.
You used to be able to get the job as you were a human TV remote for somebody.
So somebody would sit in your house and change the channel for you?
So they'd sit by the TV, and if you wanted the volume up, there you go. If you wanted the channel changed, there you go. And you know, the things you do with your TV remote now, the person used to do it.
So is this a bit like the knocker-upper that people used to come around and knock at your window to get you up before alarm clocks?
Yeah, these kind of jobs that were replaced when the remote came along.
Okay, so somebody used to... sit by your TV, and you would you talk to it then? Would you say, could you change it to the RT1 because I want to see the news?
They might not be as polite back as.
Here, throw it to RT2 there, home and away zone.
That's how you do
hey,
it. Yeah.
Put on ITV, Love Island.
I'm going to say that's trash.
You saying it's trash?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
What, you know,
I don't think that it was a thing. Like remote controls have been around for a long time.
Yeah. Mm.
And even before they were infrared or Bluetooth or wireless, there was actually a cable.
Oh, on a remote on a wire, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying that this is trash. I'm locking it in.
Well, it is true. In the between kind
of. I was like, bold.
Between the 60s and 90s, they were in kind of rich homes. They were tasked with changing channels, adjusting antennas, fixing picture quality manually while standing by the TV and waiting for instruction.
Hold it there, hold it there. Right, yeah, grand. Yeah. Okay, we can see it.
Stay there, Norman.
Oh my. That's a grand job, isn't it? Sit down and watch a bit of telly, and then you might have to get up to change a channel or turn up the volume.
I don't think you're allowed to watch it.
No, you had to stand by the TV.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be allowed to watch it?
That's stand looking at your master.
Oh my days.
waiting for your instructions, Una.
You get to hear it.
Yeah. You're becoming a slave to your television. I was talking to you yesterday.
Oh my God, yes. The twins did something to it. So it was like, your volume is now at 25%. You are currently on Netflix. There, this show has 17 episodes. Shut up, talking.
What were you watching? Okay. All right. Okay, so there's been an awful lot of news about Harry Styles with the new album, the new song, the tour. He's going to be at the Grammys. He's going to be at the Brits. But my fact to you is, he just did an interview in GQ magazine and he is convinced that sliced bread is bad energy. He's a very... He's
very spiritual.
He is. He says if he's making a sandwich, he must tear the loaf into jagged edges. He said to GQ that the structural integrity of a machine cut sliced stifles the wheat's natural journey.
He means stifles.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, it's definitely trash now.
Well, I mispronounce a word.
Stifle. Yeah. No, it's...
Although I can still kind of see where you're going with the
I much prefer a torn bit of bread, actually.
Huh?
I'm much prefer to tear my rolls for me soup and stuff, yeah.
Nice
you
texture.
Think you're French, do you?
Why would I think I'm French?
Because that's what the French do. They tear off their crusty rolls. Do you know what I mean?
Everybody does, Una.
You're Irish. Have a slice pan and dip a bit of bread in. Or even better, leave the bread go soggy in the soup. It's delicious. No. So good. Oh, it's yummy. The structural integrity of the bread might be affected, so maybe this is true. And Harry is a little bit waka waka out there.
So picture it, yeah. So just say I'm Harry Styles, and you're interviewing me about my bread and the way I like to eat my bread. So say, Harry, how do you like to...
So Harry, like, you know, what's your favourite sandwich?
Oh, g'day. What
he's speaking with his Australian accent though, strangely.
Okay, truth or trash?
I'm going to say that's trash. It's trash.
I think that could well be true, yeah.
No, it's trash.
Hey, Stifle gave it away. Ha ha.
I mispronounced a word.
That made me believe it more, because I'm like, oh, maybe it's written down and Cooper didn't know how it was said. Yeah,
yeah, so half the time I don't know what I'm reading. Right, innit?
Okay, so a new smartphone study in Scotland has revealed that most...
Trash!
has revealed that most so-called butt dials are actually intentional booty calls that people pretend were accidental. So essentially, blaming a butt dial if they fear they are seeming desperate. So... a new smartphone study has revealed that most so-called butt dials are actually intentional booty calls. So if there's a call to your ex at midnight, it wasn't your arse, it was your emotions.
I'd love to know, like, I'd love to dive deeper into this.
Yeah, come on, let's do it.
The group that did this study, like, what exactly was the study based on?
Butt dials.
And that was the study?
Yeah, I just read it out to you. Because, I mean...
You're going to make me mustache roll off.
Butt dial is a part of our, you know, it's popular culture. It happens.
But,
you know...
Even if you've got, like, you know, the smartest of smartphones, it still happens.
Although, if you have Face ID, I mean, your bottom doesn't have Face ID. Well, I suppose, but in your case, it would.
I wouldn't expect it the last year.
Why was it done in Scotland?
Why was it? What? Why not? What's wrong with Scotland?
No, just specific.
What's wrong with Scotland?
There must be a lot of butt dials in Scotland. Like,
a lot of butt dials, eh? Yeah.
Was that your Harry Styles Australian friend? Yeah. I'm saying trash. I'm locking it in. Donald, what are you saying?
I'm saying trash as well. Okay, yeah.
Una? Well, I don't know if it's trash or not. I mean, I made it up in my head, but it could be very true. It could be very true. Butt dials could be intentional booty calls. If you agree with me, 087-110-207, are you guilty?
Stop muddying this.
Are you guilty of doing a butt dial, but it's really a booty call? Come on, fess up.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Now, all this week we've been running a competition to win Akon and Neo tickets, and what we were doing today to win those was things you'd be mortified about doing now that when you look back in 10 years you'd be like, ugh, cringe.
Scarlet for your ma for having you.
Yeah, some really good messages. Check it out. We have tickets for you to go and see Neo and Akon at the Three Arena on April 24th. This is absolutely amazing. Nights Like This tour on in April, and you can go there by buying tickets tomorrow from 10 a.m. or you could just win them here. How can you win them? Well, I want you to get involved with this. This is a little bit of fun, okay? So maybe have a look at yourself. Maybe have a look at the things that are trending around you and that maybe that you've been involved in and you got sucked into doing, and you will then 100% cringe at this in about 10 years' time because you'll be just absolutely mortified at yourselves.
Scarlet.
087-110-207. What would you be mortified about?
The ASMR tapping by the influencers. That's painful. Stop. I'm not going to buy your product if you've nails that are actually more like clothes. And you're tapping on some must-have bronzer. No dice, no way. What and then the fluttering the fingers under the chin.
Oh, I like
that.
Oh, no.
No, stop it. It's
hey, guys,
not a good look.
New nails.
What about going onto TikTok live and saying, guys, we'll just wait till we get a few more in. We'll just wait.
Yeah.
So keeping people, like gatekeeping people, because you have a TikTok shop and you're selling 24 rolls of toilet roll. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Stop selling toilet roll on TikTok. You've got a Mr. Price for that type of nonsense. Okay, so what are the things that you are going to be absolutely mortified about doing and getting involved in right now? In 10 years' time, you're going to look back and go, oh God, why did I do that? 087-1102-107.
Turkey teeth.
Turkey teeth is a good one, yeah.
Yeah, people with the likes of turkey teeth, when all these veneers and all these things fall out in 10 years' time and they're left with these little stubs like a row of condemned houses, like they're definitely going to regret that, aren't they?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, what a great description.
087-1102-107. Neo and Akon tickets are for grabs. Night Like This tour, tickets go on sale Friday, but you can win them this morning. We are sending you to Neo and Akon, bringing you their Nights Like This tour to Dublin's Three Arena on Friday, April 24th. Win them before you can buy them tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. What we're looking for is WhatsApps on 087-1102-107, because what we're talking about, because you remember at the start of the year, everybody was doing, oh, remember this in 2016 and all the throwbacks, and it's really nice and nostalgic. So what we're doing is like throwing forward to the things that we're going to be mortified about in 10 years time. Some really funny ones coming in on 087-1102-107. Somebody said we're going to be mortified by air fryers.
Yeah. I love an air fryer.
You love an air fryer?
So handy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Air fryers. But in 10 years' time, you might look back and say, oh, it's just a tiny oven.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there will, of course, be people of the TikTok era regretting putting up these videos of them putting their head side to side to sad music when they broke up with their partner or something.
Sitting by a window and the rain coming.
Yeah.
Down.
Love those.
Hey, it's how we deal with things. You know what I mean?
Morning, Cooper. No, I imagine looking back at videos in 10 years' time from you doing trends on TikTok and miming songs to famous singers to get likes and get followers and try and get a payoff TikTok.
Yeah.
Slay.
You're going to look back in 10 years now and you're going to say, I regret saying the word slay.
Never.
Because you know what? It's giving.
It's giving.
Yeah, that's another thing we need to put away. Glow-ups, a lot of people are saying. A lot of people are doing glow-ups and you're going to probably regret it because you've got that fit check picture when you're doing it. You do the heel kick leg up thing and everybody's like, oh, don't do it. You're doing a bit of a glow-up, are you?
I am actually. I'm trying to anyway, yeah.
What are you doing?
Ozempic. I'm joking. I am eating seeds. I eat flax seeds now. And I eat green things like avocado. Yeah, every day. Every day and broccoli. Mm-hmm.
You're a bird. We're looking for your WhatsApps on 087-1102-107. The things that you do now that you reckon you'd be mortified about in 10 years.
It's got to be selfies. Selfies before we get ready. Selfies when we're ready. Selfies when we go out. Selfies when we're out. Selfies when we come home. God almighty, imagine what the camera roll would be like.
Your camera roll is absolutely full of selfies.
Yeah. Embrace it. You look back in 10 years' time and like, damn girl. You were a babe.
And it's also, you're going to be kind of like, it's like, oh, could you send us a picture of yourself? I've got a folder for that.
Yeah.
I just know in 10 years' time, I'm going to find it so embarrassing that I took 4 million selfies of me at the same angle in the same place and thinking they all look different.
Yeah.
That 6-7 meme would definitely have to be up there of being embarrassed for the next, well, in 10 years, definitely. I'm not too good at doing it, so.
Ah, come on, you must be good at doing it.
6-7.
That's pretty good.
You nailed it.
Hi, Ewan and Cooper. I think in 10 years' time, girls are going to look back and cringe at their slick back hairdos, because why do we get up in the morning, slick our hair back to an inch of its life to go out and look like an egg?
Look like an egg or a nag?
An egg.
Oh, for crying out
loud. Cooper, why do you look like an egg?
Me?
Yeah, the slick back. Suits you.
It's Maria from Kilkelly. I think in 10 years' time, I'm going to be mortified that I wasted so much of my time this year watching strangers eat food on the internet.
It's so, so satisfying, though.
I love the Japanese ones opening candy and
oh, you like ASMR.
Hey, stop it. Chloe is in Eden Derry. Good morning, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, great. Thanks very much. Are you working in the cement factory?
Yeah, well, I'm actually a cleaner in a cement factory. I was put on the spot. I was like, oh, gosh, I never got to get it out. But yeah, I'm in a cement factory.
So hang on a second. You must be cleaning all the time, the cementos. Oh, here, cementos there.
Never ending.
My God, what a that's the kind of gig that keeps on, you know, giving. So it's like, there's always going to be cleaning in cement factories, you know what I mean?
Keeps me going.
You know, it's kind of like, what's a job for life? Cement factory cleaner, undertaker, you know?
Yeah.
There you go. So what are the things, Chloe, that you're going to be absolutely mortified about in 10 years' time?
The boo-boos and Dubai chocolate. I like Dubai chocolate, but there was such a hype around this. Like, the Le Boo-Boo Dubai chocolates. Like, people were flying out of the country, I think, to Manchester to go and taste this. And then you're looking at girls with the Le Boo-Boos on their handbags and the price of them. No.
They're so scary looking. They are scary, and Dubai chocolate's absolutely ridiculously expensive.
I love watching people eat it, though. It's so good to watch people eat it, isn't it?
The crunch.
Oh, the satisfying crunch, yes.
Now, it is gorgeous, but there was such a hype and the price.
I know, the price is shocking. Yeah. But make your own.
Exactly.
Like all the rest of the influencers.
I tell you what, you've influenced us to bring us joy this morning. You're heading to Neo and Akon!
Yay! Yes!
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Not at all. Thank you so much, Chloe. Happy cleaning. Make sure you put a dust mask on you. All right.
Lovely chat to you, Chloe.
Much.
Cheers.
You too.
Thanks very much.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There we go. That's Breakfast Rolled. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed us. And we're back tomorrow, which is Friday,
which will actually be the Friday of the long bank holiday weekend, thanks to our beautiful St. Bridget.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be doing your very last parking challenge.
Are we? Yeah. Are we still doing that?
Yeah.
Nah, we're not.
I know. Nah. Who'd have thought January was this long?
I'm sick of people shouting at me about my parking, literally. I'm walking to the shop, they're like, stay to your parking, love. I'm like,
it brings me joy when I'm there with you as well. How are you doing, Ella? How's your parking today? Today in particular, I was in the car park when you pulled in and you got out. I'm like, are you going to repark that? I don't have time. And then he looked and went, oh. And then three cars beside it are all then in two other spaces because you took up two spaces this morning
what
in an empty car park.
I'm a trendsetter, a trailblazer, and I am sorry about the parking today. I genuinely didn't have time. I'll park better tomorrow. Yeah, promise.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah. You're doing a little love hearts on you. All right, thanks, bye.
Bye.